Psalm 84, verses 10 through 12. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Consider for a moment that you only had one day to live. What would you do with that one day? Maybe you would spend it doing something you had always wanted to do, but never had gotten the chance. Maybe you would choose to spend it with family and friends. Maybe you would want to spend that one day fulfilling some fantasy. Or perhaps it would be spent as had every other day of your life had been spent. In this verse, David seems to be considering the thought and comes to the conclusion that one day spent serving God is better than 1,000 days spent doing anything else. Seems to me that David is saying that he only had one day, if he only had one day in which to live, that he would spend it serving the Lord. If I only had one day, how would I spend it? First of all, I would want to spend it in my place of service. Verse 10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. David tells us that he had rather be the lowly doorkeeper in the house of God than to enjoy all the wealth and the luxury of evil. In other words, David says that he would rather be found serving the Lord than serving the devil. The Bible makes it clear that every saint of God has a special place of ministry and service to the Lord. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. And there is a list of some of the gifts of the Spirit. While some positions are more visible than others, none is any more or less valuable than any other position in the body of Christ. Remember this, the greatest thing a man can say is that he's being faithful to the task that God has called him to. Faithfulness. If I had one day to live, I'd want to be found in my place of service, doing what the Lord has called me to do. Secondly, verse 10 indicates that David was in a place of surrender. The words, my God, notice it says, my God, a doorkeeper in the house of my God. The words, my God, seems to infer a sense of devotion to God. David is saying that he wants to be found in his place, surrendered to the perfect will of God for his life. In other words, he wants to die on the battlefield, faithfully serving the Lord who sought him and brought him out of sin and destruction. If I had just one day to live, I'd want to spend it living, surrendered to the Lord's will for my life. There's no higher calling than that of simply being what the Lord wants you to be. When the Lord is my God, all of his things will become exceedingly precious to me, and I will want to be near him at all times. A place of service, a place of surrender, a place of satisfaction. David's telling us by his decision that he believes the Lord's worst is still better than the world's best. You see, the surrendered child of God has learned something that the world never gets a hand on. That all of this world will not bring satisfaction. Nothing's more satisfying than knowing the Lord and serving the Lord. Knowing that you're in his will. If I had but one day to live, I'd still want to be found in my place serving the Lord. What about you? Verse 11 of our text. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and mercy. Grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord God is a sun, an S-U-N. David calls the Lord a sun. Like the sun above, the Lord is ever with his children. Hebrews tells us that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Matthew 28 tells us that he's with us to the end of the age, that he's always there. Like the sun above, the Lord is ever providing comfort for the journey. Ah, is that not sweet, brothers and sisters? The Lord is ever providing comfort for the journey. God lights our way. He warms our way and gives guidance to us along the way. Just as the sun delights the hearts of men, so the Lord delights the hearts of his children. Everybody knows what it feels like to experience the brightness and the light and the warmness of the sun. When the sun is just right, not too hot, not too cold, just right. The sun delights the heart of men. Verse 11 seems to indicate the Lord's protection. He's called our shield. The Lord is called our shield. Just as he provides warmth and light for our journey, he also provides protection for his people along the way. The psalmist tells us that we are protected by the angel of the Lord. Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamped around us. Oh, they should see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. The angel of the Lord being encamped around us. What a blessing to know of God's protection, that he is the sun to us. He is the shield to us. He protects us. 1 Peter 1, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Kept by the power of God. His angels encamped around us, protecting us. Our text in Psalms also indicates something of his promises. The psalmist tells us that the Lord will give grace and glory. Grace and glory. This is a twofold promise to every child of God. We're promised his grace while we travel and his glory when we arrive at home. There's help for us today and hope for us for tomorrow. God is simply promising in our text to get us home safely. also in our text. We're reminded that God delights in providing for the needs of his children. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. No good thing will he withhold from us, brothers and sisters. Luke 12:32 tells us, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is the Father's good pleasures to give, brothers and sisters. And he gives a plenty. We must remember that we are his children and the sheep of his pasture. We're over in the Psalms. What does Psalm 100, verse 3 tell us? Know that the Lord, that he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We must remember that we are his children. One reason we have the troubles that we have and we worry as we do is that we've forgotten to whom we belong. We are the Lord's people and we are the Lord's responsibility. We need to remember. We need to take heart. Matthew 6, verses 24 to 33. No one can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you put on. It's not life more than food and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which are you by worrying? By worrying, brothers and sisters, how often do we worry? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Isn't that the issue, brothers and sisters? We have little faith. We really don't believe what God says. We say we do. But as soon as the trials and the tribulations come, oh, then the worry comes along with it. O you of little faith. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? After all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The Father will bless our lives. It's simply a matter of us learning to trust him and to rest in him. And lastly, we say in Psalm 84, verse 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. The psalm closes with the psalmist praising the Lord and exalting him. In doing so, he reminds us that genuine happiness can be produced only by faith, by trust in the Lord. This speaks of a life that is yielded and walking in true faith. Brothers and sisters, you must realize that simply believing that you're justified, by simply believing you're sanctified, and by simply believing you're glorified. This is not rocket scientists. It is simply believing. The person who walks in faith is blessed and can count on the Lord showing himself strong in our need. Like the psalmist, God's people need to be in the business of spreading the word that faith in Christ is what this life is all about. It's our job to share the gospel of grace with a world that is sold under sin. If I only had one day, I would want to spend it. First, adoring the Lord, gazing on the Lord, being blessed by the Lord, and telling others about the Lord. If you knew that tomorrow would be your last day on earth, how would you spend it? God help us to decide to spend whatever remains of our days for him and for his glory. For the scripture says, blessed is the man who does. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. A day in his courts. Brothers and sisters, we are invited to come into the throne room of grace and mercy and let your petitions be made known. The veil has been ripped in half that was in the Holy of Holies. Remember when David is talking, we're reading from the Psalms, this is the old covenant. We're in the new covenant. The day in your courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. The house of God now is the children of God. That is the church, the children of God. It's not necessarily a building. A building just happens to be where the children of God gather. But God dwells in the midst of his people. For a day, of course, is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. Adoring the Lord, getting to know the Lord, telling others about the Lord, and being blessed with the saints of God. How would you spend it? If you had one day left, how would you spend it? O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Children of God, let us know that our God is a good God. He will give grace and glory. May we be in the service of our Lord. May we be surrendered to the Lord. May we find our satisfaction in the Lord. May we enjoy his presence. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. May we enjoy his presence. He's a shield. May we enjoy his protection. He has made us promises. No good thing will he withhold from us. May we enjoy his presence, his protection, his promises, and his plenty. He gives over abundantly, above and beyond all that we think or say. And my friend, if you're listening today and you've never come to Jesus Christ, then, first of all, you could care less about, quote unquote, the house of God, wherever it is that the saints meet, be it in the West in a building or be it in a foreign land, hiding in the woods somewhere, be it in a meat locker somewhere throughout the world. The house of God is where the children of God are. So that would mean nothing to you about being a doorkeeper in the house of God to you. The Lord God is a sun and a shield that give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. Now that is for his children. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The only way to walk in righteousness is to come to the righteous one, to come to Jesus Christ. For he has obeyed the commands of God perfectly. And by simply believing in Jesus Christ, he will save your soul. For you have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. we all must come to Christ for salvation. I would beseech you today, my friend, to come to Christ, that you would be able to say, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.